Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I have to assume then is if it was that loud of a dump, the splash probably hit him and he had to do a whole undercarriage clean off. I mean, that's ugly right there.
Anyways.
Yes.
So this clip here that I have is from a Dulac question about what Hayward said after the game. About showing fight and those things. And Tomlin took this opportunity to say something else that I think, okay, the first one about settling for field goals isn't like a total shot at Rodgers, but I think this one is a bigger one, which I don't know why you'd even want to imply or indirectly make it sound like you're kind of peeved off at your quarterback, but I think he's saying that in this clip. Here it is.
I certainly agree with that. I don't think I like how we responded to the explosion plays, field flipping plays, drive producing conversion third downs that happened in the third quarter. I didn't think our offense responded very well to the non-call on the first third down of the half. And, you know, you don't always have control over what happens to you in game. Rest assured, some things are going to happen. There's ebb and flow over the course of 60 minutes. But in that instance, as a collective, we feel like we didn't respond in any appropriate or the desired way. We didn't smile in the face of it. We didn't produce the type of plays that counteract those things and get the balance back in our favor. We're certainly being critical of ourselves, and we're utilizing that as fuel as we prepare for our next opportunity.
No quarterback in the NFL takes more pride in getting free plays than Aaron Rodgers.
And when he made a career out of it.
And when he feels like he gets ripped off, he doesn't hide his feelings at all. The NBC cameras went right to him. He was furious.
He's had that look about him many times in many games so far this year.
He was livid that they had missed that call.
He was incredulous and mad at the same time. How could you miss it? And oh my God, you actually did miss it.
And furious over it, right.
Yeah. Well, because to him then, not getting the call makes the play a wasted play because he attempts a throw that he might not otherwise attempt.
So when Tomlin says today that the offense really didn't handle that missed call well, they didn't smile in the face of it, and it negatively affected them in the game after that. He's obviously talking about Aaron Rodgers. Who else could he be talking about? He doesn't think that Troy Fautanu went about his business the right way? We know who he's talking about there. It's the guy who is the most animated over those types of mistakes and has the most control out of like capitalizing on those mistakes and feel you could see it on him when he's on the bench or on the sideline or in the game. Like, again, though, it's just of all the things to harp on from this game, it's a very weird one for Tomlin to,
to be latched on
yes,
to like that?
Yes, exactly.
Or I have a theory on it that I don't think I've said before, though.
Go ahead.
Maybe
why is he hyper-focused on it,
so
of
maybe
all
it's
the
not
things?
Even, maybe it's not even a theory. It's more of just an explanation and I think a shortcoming of his and of theirs. I think that he coaches football and strategizes for such a razor-thin margin in most games that stuff like that, not getting that small call, not a small call. It was a big play, obviously. It would have been at worst 3rd and 2 for them, and they probably get it because they can get 2 yards.
Yeah.
I think he works within such almost deliberately small margins that stuff like that takes on added importance compared to other teams. For example, I'll just try to use it in a real football example. If that play happens to the Chiefs and they're playing the Packers and they don't get that call, Mahomes throws the exact pass, defensive back makes that, or linebacker makes that nice play to knock it away on the pass that does get attempted, and they have to punt because it's 4th and 8. One, I don't think that, like, it becomes that big of an issue and the game turns because, frankly, Mahomes and the Chiefs are just a well-oiled machine. But two, I think those kinds of teams also operate within a much greater margin for error because their offense is so reliably great. And I'm not saying Rodgers has been bad. He has the highest touchdown percentage in the league. But when you know you can move the ball and when you know you can get first downs and get points when you need them, you operate in a way that allows you to have more possessions. I think Mike focuses so much on possession downs because he wants to play like a low-event football game.
I don't think it's right to point the finger at Rodgers in any way for this game. He was not his best. I didn't think he was going to play well to begin with because he just, over the last few years, now that he's older, he doesn't play as well against good teams. He beats up bad competition, and he loses to good competition. He's basically the NFL quarterback version of Penn State under James Franklin. That's what he does. But I think the offense, for the most part, did its job. 25 points against Green Bay is the second most points they've given up all year. Dallas is the only offense that scored more.
Would you call the last touchdown, though, one that is like a true within the flow of a real game? Because I wouldn't.
No, not really. Probably not.
I mean, they threw it, and if Smith holds on to the two-pointer, they're going to attempt an onside kick, and it's at least going to be potentially interesting there for a minute. But, like, I still felt Green Bay was in total control of that game.
Right, but they... You see 35-25, do you think, oh man, the Steelers' offense didn't pack its lunch today or the Steelers' defense? That's an easy one.
No, that's an obvious one. And
right.
I mean, if that's the real talking point here, then it's a good one. Is why is it constantly, other than an ego play, where he thinks Rodgers can handle the criticism and he's just deflecting, but I don't think Rodgers is the kind of guy who's going to take kindly to that necessarily. Why can the head coach not admit the obvious when we can all pick up one of these game books off NFL.com right here, see how many yards per play they're giving up, and realize that defense is the problem?
He would have taken, regardless if it was Boswell field goals or not, I give his defense a 9-point halftime lead. Tomlin is so...
And the ball coming out of the half.
Yeah, he's so obviously conceited and full of it about his defense, he probably thinks they win that game 100 out of 100 times. So, it's just... I'm perplexed again that he goes back to this well of the offense did us wrong and my 41-year-old quarterback never really got over a bad call. Come on now.
I just don't think there's a lot of a willingness to look in the mirror and say, I mean, I think Mike could, he wouldn't win people over at this. If he came out of a game like that saying, listen, I do call the defense. It's my defense. We got strafed. That's completely on me. I have to be better more than anyone in this organization. If he said that 10-second soundbite, you and I wouldn't come in here and say, wow, a heroic and brave performance. You know what I would say? Mike Tomlin finally told everybody the truth.
Yeah, I would say I'm happy that he owned it. Now, I'm still ultimately
go out and
not
be
pleased
better.
Because the results have been so bad. But it would be nice to hear. It would be...
He's never once owned it.
It would be reassuring to hear him say... The reason why we're losing these games is because our defense is awful, and I personally need to change and fix
like
all
when
that.
When he says something like where he lumped himself in and said, we've all got to be better starting with me, it always feels stapled on to me by him. I'm like, honestly, I'll even compare him to this. It's like sometimes when Roethlisberger would say, it's on me, guys, and it was on him to a degree, but it was almost theatrical.
But he loved
and
saying that after he actually played a good
well,
game.
Yes. But I mean, he would do it sometimes anyway, but you knew it was partly theatrical and he knew he was supposed to do it and it was a performative impulse. It wasn't like, do you really think, let me put it this way. Do you really think in Mike's heart of hearts, he believes he is the problem here?
No, I don't at all.
Do you believe in his heart of hearts he thinks that their offense really was the bigger problem in this game? That it didn't get them enough touchdowns and that it didn't respond in the face of adversity well?
Do I think he actually believes that and is just lying to us, or I guess is he just delusional and he won?
No. Do you think he believes in this previous game here that the offense is, because he's led with it after the
yes,
game?
Yes, I think he does.
That's wild.
Obviously it is.
That's true.
That's why I'm making such a big deal out of it.
I don't know if like sometimes there's a method to the madness and he figures, I'm not going to kill the defense. They've been taking enough slings and arrows. Rodgers and I talked. He knows it's not really on him, but I'm going to say it's on him.
But why would he even play the mind games if I'm going to hold the offense to a higher standard than my defense?
I don't know, man. I'm openly trying to work
when the defense is the one that's made up of vets and Pro Bowlers and all pros.
He thinks that his relationship with Rodgers supersedes it, and he's not going to kick the defense when they're down and he knows it. So he's going behind the scenes, and Rodgers is going, hey, Mike, you sucked this week. And he's like, yeah, I know, but I'm going to say to everybody that you kind of sucked. Can you just deal with that?
Here's Ken on the fan. Hello, Ken. Ken. You there? Hi, Ken. You're on the radio. This is when you talk.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, man. Ken.
Thanks
what's up?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Thanks for taking my call. You score 25 points, and you score 31 points, and you don't win a game. Now, I remember this team would beg even on the offensive side to score 21 points and they could win a game.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And they've averaged 28 points a game in the last two, which would put them, I'm going to guess, even this early in the season, probably in the
top five
of scoring. The Colts are number one at 34 a game.
Exactly.
So they've scored like a top five offense and gone 0-2 in the process.
For Tomlin to put the offense, you know, what he said about the offense, that's just crazy because I remember we could win games, you know, our defense would hold a team to 14 to 17 points. Even if you let the other team score two touchdowns and they can get 2 point afters and score two field goals, that's only 22 points.
I know. I would absolutely love.
By the way, the Steelers have given up 68 points, Pony,
yeah,
in the last two. That's good for dead last in the NFL if it were over the course of the whole season.
34 points a game. I'd love for somebody tomorrow to bring up to Rodgers, hey, Mike implied that you guys really never got over that bad third down missed offsides call in the third quarter
Mike
on that opening drive.
Mike flat out said you didn't respond well to it.
What's your reaction to that? And I want to see if he still plays nice.
Well, you're going to find out if he and Mike are on the same page behind the scenes about this, I think, if somebody does ask that.
And if he did, and if he offers up a mea culpa, well, then I guess Tomlin was right, and Rodgers would have to, you know, make peace with that. But I can't imagine that Rodgers actually thinks that they're the reason why they lost that game against Green Bay. And Mike keeps making it sound like the offense had a big hand.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
And in that loss, which
our kids should do what we tell them to do, but they often don't. You know, we all fall short of perfection, man. That's why we're always working as individuals and as a collective, whether it's football or life.
Mike Tomlin on veteran players not handling adversity well versus Green Bay. Our kids don't often listen to what we tell them to do.
Oh, I can relate to that.
We're not dealing with two-year-olds and toddlers and six-year-olds or whatever. We're talking about guys in their 30s who are making tons of money. And by the way, like, I know Tomlin doesn't like this connotation because he thinks it makes him sound like he's lacking in the schematic side of football, but everybody in the game says this is supposed to be what he's great at. Getting guys up for games, getting them like emotional intelligence. That's a huge Tomlin plus as a coach.
Like the antithesis of the recently fired, let's say, Brian Kelly, who guys hated at LSU because he's just a standoffish person who doesn't connect with people on a human level.
Yeah, Nick Saban not good at that either.
Mike connects with these guys.
Yep.
I mean, Belichick wasn't good at it either.
No, he just happened to have the greatest quarterback of all time.
You'd hear about Belichick could be funny if those guys got him in the right setting, but he would treat Tom Brady like a high school freshman in film sessions.
Tomlin continues to throw shade at the Steelers' offense and Aaron Rodgers by extension, including when he said they never recovered from that bad call in the third quarter, which is obviously a shot at Aaron because we know how hacked off Aaron was. Everybody saw it on TV Sunday night. This is a unit that scored 25 against Green Bay. Keep in mind, Detroit scored 13 against the Packers' defense. So really only one offense all year has truly lit them up. That's Dallas. And the Cowboys' defense sucks, but their offense is
second
top
best
two or three in the league. Yeah.
They're lighting just about everybody up. And they did it in Dallas where they really
I think if you went
up
to Mike before the game and said, hey, would you take 25 points? I think he's saying, absolutely. Yes. Give me 25 and I'm going to find a way defensively to stop Green Bay.
It might be 25.
They don't have Joe Flacco as the quarterback, yes, so we'll win.
It might be 25-24, but we will get it done.
But it's the offense's fault for settling for field goals.
I actually think, Pony, if you had told Mike you will have 19 points with, like, what, 8 minutes left to go or whatever, he'd say, well, it's a one-score game either way, and we can absolutely win.
Here's John on the fan. Hello, John.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Firing a titular coordinator, first of all, would just be ridiculous. And the way I have it figured, could be with the secondary in specific. Either the scheme is wrong, or two, the scheme is right and the players are in the wrong position, or both the scheme is right, the players are in the right position, but can't make the plays. So something, I mean, it's the most maddening, you know.
I think there's an obvious answer in that combo, by the way. I think that the scheme is predictable, especially to teams that see them more than once a year. I think that's why it's our divisional opponent's best player who's saying that, Ja'Marr Chase. I think that the players have had obvious problems communicating and getting themselves set pre-snap. They openly admit that when Deshaun Elliott isn't there, they have much more trouble communicating. And then I think because the average age of the players they brought in to augment their secondary so they could play all this man-to-man defense was over 30 years old, even if they are all lined up correctly, they aren't winning physical battles. Jalen Ramsey is going to be at worst, what, Pony? Fringe Hall of Famer?
Yeah, I think he's on the bubble for
sure. He'll be on the bubble, okay? At his best, he was one of the most physically dominant corners in the league. One of the pivotal plays so far of their entire season was very simply T. Higgins being bigger, stronger, and faster than Jalen Ramsey in a one-on-one and catching a decisive pass in a football game.
The two guys they thought would be their one and two corners are both over 30. I don't think that's really a smart, intelligent way of building a defense. Now, you dump Minkah Fitzpatrick, you got two for one. I didn't complain about that trade. I like that trade. I did say giving Darius Slay that amount of money was highly questionable, in part too because the team that was moving on from him could have easily afforded to keep him, having just won a Super Bowl with him, and they thought, nah, we're good. And it ain't like Philly's flush with corners if you watch them play. They got DeJean, who everybody loves. Mitchell's good.
Those two are both really good players.
Their third corner has been atrocious all year. Teams have picked apart their second outside corner.
If Slay was good enough,
they would have absolutely kept him at that price.
Also, Howie Roseman's the best GM in football, and don't you absolutely do what I do and do the old, if Howie Roseman decided he was at the end of his usefulness, there's probably not a lot of reason to bring him along. Don't you do that? I do. It's a Tampa Bay Rays kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that they generally know what they're doing, so when they think it's time
to
move on
from
a guy,
when they cut loose a player, or when they want one of your players if they're actually looking to trade, there's probably a good reason for that.
Here's Charles in Uniontown. Hello, Charles.
Hi, how is everybody doing today?
We're okay.
Good. So I just want to make a quick point. First, I want to shout out Chuck in Uniontown. Been listening to his takes for several years, and it's always a joy just listening to him kind of opine about his fandom, and just want to shout out a legend. And then I'll be quick. So my main point about the whole Tomlin, Terrell Austin, that whole issue that we're seeing with the Steelers, I don't know, man. Like, do we fire Austin? And I want to just ask that because firing him for our performance is like pooping your pants and getting mad at your tighty whities.
Pooping your pants and getting mad at
he
the
started underwear. Laughing before he even finished
I know.
Delivering the line.
Yeah.
Because he thought he had a good one cooked up.
Did he
there.
Did he have a banger? Give it on a 1 to 10 scale.
Donnie, repeat that out loud.
It's like pooping
it's when
your
you
pants.
You poop your pants and you blame your tighty whities.
I give it a 6.5 out of 10.
I don't know about why.
6.5 out of 10. Just because who says tighty whities anymore?
You crap yourself.
We've heard worse.
And you say, oh, man, it's the underwear.
All right, I actually have
you have a horrible defensive game, and you say, oh, man, it's Terrell Austin. Yeah, I agree.
You know what?
You know what, Charles? I'm going to say 9 out of 10 call all the way around.
I have another take on this.
You give Chuck and Uniontown some love.
That's always a good start.
You said poop on the air, which I think excited you.
He said crap your pants, I thought.
Oh, he didn't say poop. He said crap.
Either one. How about this, by the way? It's actually applicable. We're trying to potty train Ace a little bit right now, kind of like slowly develop, you know, like, hey,
okay.
Get a little Hershey kiss if you go on the potty and blah, blah, blah. My mother-in-law had him the other day watching him.
So you're bribing him to go to the bathroom?
No, just it's reward system.
Okay. Does it work?
Yeah, he does a good job a lot of the time. So she has him wearing like his little training underwear all day.
Yeah.
And he's going number one just fine.
Yep.
She puts him upstairs because she realizes he has to go number two and he like won't. But his like place where he likes to go do that is like he'll stand in his crib and just chill.
Mm-hmm.
Tells me after the fact that she forgot that she still had the training underwear and had not put a pull-up on him. So could you in that sense say you crap your pants and blame the underwear there
because
a little
bit? Because the underwear is done now.
Yeah, I mean, the underwear is in the garbage.
Right.
But that was like the thing I thought of was like it kind of happened in my house. Thankfully not with me.
Why haven't we evolved as a species enough where kids can learn how to go to the bathroom faster?
Well, when are you going to start trying to potty train Stella?
Well, we've already had conversations with her, but she's like indignant about it.
See, that's the pony.
She says, no, I'm going to wait until after Halloween. I'm having too much fun, is what she told us.
Wait, that's what she told you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an absolutely metal answer. She's not even two. She'll be potty trained by the time she's two easily.
She is two, Chris.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. She's not even three. Yes, sorry. I always go younger. Yes, she's going to be potty trained by Christmas.
Why is that?
That's my prediction. Girls potty train much faster than boys.
Why?
I think developmentally. That's why like girls are always taller than boys until like fifth or sixth grade. Like they do some of like the developmental stuff better.
Brian's on the fan. Hello, Brian.
How's it going?
Hey, man.
I think it's twofold the answer to why he keeps going to the offense. I think he does... Aaron Rodgers does understand that he can take it. The other more important reason, or the more functional reason, I think two things. One, he has to admit that he's wrong. And two, I don't think he knows what the answer is on defense. So he just goes back to the default of, hey, I know what the – I've been blaming the offense for so long, and I know what the offensive problems is. I can tangibly say that, but I have no clue what the answer is to my defensive woes.
Thanks, Brian. I also think if somebody wanted to be a real a-hole in that press conference today,
yes,
when he brought up that – and I know he talked about this on Sunday, but who cares? If he wants to relitigate the game and he starts it, you might as well join in on it. When Tomlin says, you know, a big problem was the fact that our offense, specifically we know Aaron Rodgers, didn't handle that missed call by the referees appropriately, someone should have shouted back, Mike, do you think abandoning the run and running the ball three times with the lead in the second half of the game might have had anything to do with your offense struggling against Green Bay? It's not the coach's fault. It's the way your players comported themselves after that miss.
Do you know
call.
What he would say about the running game being abandoned, honestly? He'd say we lost Seumalo and therefore we lost the ability to go to our heavy set.
What do you make of that if he said that, Donnie? Well, we lost our jumbo package, so that's why we didn't run the ball in the second half. We lost Anderson because he had to go in and play guard.
I hate that excuse. How is there no other player that can – I mean, there's another guy named Anderson they could just plop in at the same spot. Like, you have – like, how many offensive linemen are they dressing? Eight? Nine?
McCollum, Spencer Anderson, and I would think, what, Calvin Anderson, right?
Yeah, because Pete doesn't dress yet, but
so
he probably will for this game.
So I would think it's eight.
Yeah.
You're telling me you can't put in the other Anderson there?
Well,
you have the brothers Anderson up there playing jumbo?
Well, the especially egregious reason why that wouldn't pass muster with him is his ultimate maxim, maybe above all else, is besides maybe the standard is next man up, which is an offshoot of the standard.
I mean, there's two ways you can go with this ridiculous explanation by him. The first one is it's preposterous that he blames the offense more than the defense. The second one is the reason why he thinks the offense struggled is also ludicrous. It's because of the way they handled the bad penalty. It's not because of the decisions you made as a coaching staff to basically be all pass, pass, pass.
I mean, that also just tells people that your team is mentally weak. Oh, they had a bad penalty called against them. Now we can't handle the game.
How about that cell phone too, Chris? You've got a 41-year-old quarterback who's leading the offense, but the referees make one bad call early in the first possession of the second half.
And everybody has like a temper tantrum meltdown.
Yes!
No, I know. That's definitely a known goal.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest,
If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Very good point.
He's a significant component of what we do, particularly relative to some of the things that Indy does well. He is a central figure in our secondary in terms of run defense, for example. He covers tight ends oftentimes in passing circumstances. And so certainly we have some adapting to do in terms of how we divide the labor up this week. But that's always the case when you lose someone, particularly someone significant. It's not a one-person job. It's a multi-person job. And that's the spirit in which we're planning as we sit here today. There'll be several people given an opportunity to meet the demands of what he does for us.
Listen for Starkey's Card of the Week tomorrow on Pomp and Joe, brought to you by the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contest runs every Wednesday through Friday at noon on the fan contesting page. Time for Donnie's Tomlin Tidbit. Tomlin talked for 27 minutes today, and Donnie pulled one thing out of his press conference to discuss as our resident football guy on the show. In football talk, is brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 9 matchup between the Indianapolis Colts and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, Donnie, what did we just hear there?
So that was Mike Tomlin talking about Deshaun Elliott, and I know that Chris has a bit of a theory on this that he will likely share in a few moments, but Mike didn't put him on the IR today. He didn't announce that. He didn't say that he was going to be out for the season, but he can be categorized as out for Sunday, and I would think a little bit longer than that. We had the report from Jeremy Fowler last night that they are bracing for him to perhaps miss the rest of the season, but very predictably, he talks about the guy like he's a Hall of Fame player, like he's prime Troy Polamalu, Ed Reed, go down the line, name all-time great safety, insert all-time great safety here. I even joked that he would make the loss of Daniel Equale sound like they were losing Warren Sapp out of that offense, out of the defensive line.
Yep.
Listen, you guys know I'm a Deshaun Elliott fan.
Yeah, of course.
He was my favorite player on that defense last year. I do think the guy is a good player. If losing that guy is what kills your defense, that is not a good thing. That is not a good sign. Like losing just...
I thought that for... Yeah. He's a $7 million player.
Think about how many of these superstars you have on your defense. You lose that guy and your defense goes to crap?
You have one sure Hall of Famer in Watt. He's going to go. You have one guy, I think, in Cam Hayward, who I would put at better than 50-50 at this point. You'd have one guy at Jalen Ramsey, who I might even put at like 52-48 to go. Okay? You gave Darius Slay, I think, almost twice the money on a one-year deal that you gave Elliott. But yet, if you pull that, it's like pulling one of the bottom blocks of a Jenga tower. The entire thing is going to come crumbling down. Also, what was my theory, Donnie, that I think he's probably done for the year?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I saw Jeremy's report. The way that injury looked, I think Mike can be telling the truth to say that right now it's week to week, but it could get worse.
Yeah, I was shocked when he explained Elliott as just an injury for this week based on what Elliott looked like Sunday night after he was injured and after what was reported last night. I co-signed everything you guys said. He's a really good player. He's one of the best run defending safeties in the NFL, even though one man can't solve all the problems run defense issues, as we've seen pop up in the majority of their games this year. But when you have $160 million out to players, losing one guy, especially one that I would probably rank among their defensive players as maybe their fifth best or fourth best, should not be the end-all be-all of things. And he has expressed that several times. It's also just hilarious to me that defensive backs can't get on the same page with each other when you take one guy out.
How bad are the rest of them at communicating?
That's
with
what
one
I mean.
Another?
I'm just nonplussed by that aspect of it, too. Man, if not, Elliott should have demanded $15 million a year from the Steelers then, if he's that vital to what they do defensively. And if Tomlin's true to his word, and I think the way they've played kind of backs it up, they might have been inclined to give it to him.
Well, I guess my other thing is, why do we not, and granted, we're covering the Steelers far more closely than we are any other team. We're all trying to pay attention to everybody else in the NFL, but we don't have time to sit there and go through like Shane Steichen's every press conference and all that.
Right.
But like, I guess I see anecdotally other teams lose players who might be important and see their defense or see their offense sort of, because this applies to say Amalu too a little bit. See players get replaced and the whole operation doesn't come completely crashing to the earth. So like, what if Tampa Bay has Lavonte David? He's going to be wearing a gold jacket someday.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me that if, and he's still a good player. You mean to tell me if he got hurt, the Buccaneers would just cease to exist,
Chris,
basically?
The Lions didn't have Brian Branch against Tampa Bay because he was suspended for what he did to Juju, and they held the Bucs and Baker Mayfield, who might win the MVP award, to 9 points.
The Lions had Aiden Hutchinson gone for most of last year and managed to still be really good until they got to the
postseason.
Well,
they needed to score about 100 points per game.
Still.
But what I'm saying is that defense lost its like veteran leader in the secondary, who's a legit all-pro player. And they held an excellent offense to 9 points. So, thank you, Donnie, for sparking this conversation.
It's Deshaun Elliott. He is a good player who I enjoy watching. I think most people would agree that of all those guys, he's one of the few that definitively brings it on every play.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
In fact, the fact that he was actually putting in an effort to chase down Kraft is why he got hurt, but it just seems...
But he shouldn't be the straw that stirs the drink.
It gives the game away, or it really calls into question how they do things that he is talked about. Not compensated like, but talked about as if he is by far their most important defensive player.
Irreplaceable. Here's Scott at Van Hull. Scott, can you take us off speaker?
Oh, yes, sir.
Thank you.
Sorry.
You're okay.
Is that better?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I had two things. One, I wanted to make a comment about the reason they didn't run the ball. And I think it's something Tomlin won't admit to, but the Steelers can't sit on the lead like they could years ago. I think the Minnesota game in Ireland proved that, where if you try to run the ball, you can't rely on that defense not to give up big plays to allow teams to catch up. And Tomlin will never admit that. The second thing is a scenario, which is, if they would move on from Tomlin, just throwing this scenario out, and they've said about wanting to get Rodgers to come back, what would be the possibility, or what would your opinion be on trying to get McCarthy, who I know fizzled in Dallas, but have McCarthy come in as a Steelers head coach with Arthur Smith, who Rodgers respects both. Also, Malarkey has a reputation as being a good quarter or a good QB coach. He's helped develop. And going after Wink Martindale, who's the defensive coordinator at Michigan, who was in the AFC North with Baltimore Ravens for years.
What do you think about bringing Dean Pease in as well as like an assistant to Wink Martindale?
I don't know that guy's name, sir, to be honest with you.
How about Ben Roethlisberger as quarterback's coach?
Well, Dean Pease is one of Tomlin's favorites on the defensive side of the ball. How about Roethlisberger as the quarterback's coach, too? Best quarterback we've seen since at least Terry Bradshaw in this town.
Thank you, Scott.
People were asking when I said earlier, you know, if you were going to fire Mike Tomlin, I'd want to see an up-and-coming offensive coordinator get hired. Steichen's calling the plays there.
Yeah.
They do have Jim Bob Cooter, though, as the offensive coordinator in Indy. He's only 41. That ain't old.
I just can't fathom, like, relying on a guy named Jim Bob Cooter
Okay, I'm glad you said that. Can you imagine
savior.
They hire him. He's their new head coach.
Bob Cooter.
If Art is up there giving the initial remarks before Jim Bob Cooter does his introductory presser,
yeah,
does he call him Jim or Jim Bob?
He sounds like a guy that was put on this earth to be like Louisiana Monroe's head coach.
He sounds like a guy who was put on this earth with a zin in his mouth when he came out of the womb.
He sounds like a character from the Joe Dirt movie.
Louisiana Monroe's head coach. That's not bad.
Look, I think Mike McCarthy is Mike Tomlin's equal. And the way he gets talked about by the national media is that he's some kind of bumbling buffoon. And I think going on McAfee Show Weekly has probably helped smooth that image some, because people seem to go on McAfee Show and get jobs because of it. They restore their image in football. If you asked me right now, if I had to pick one for the next 3 years, if I'd rather have Mike McCarthy or Mike Tomlin as the Steelers head coach, I would actually pick McCarthy.
Because he's offense.
Yeah, but think about what he did too. I mean, he brought Dan Quinn into Dallas to run their defense. Like, he made a good hire. I know that, like, look, it's pretty much the same thing. Mike McCarthy lately has horrible playoff success too. So I'm not here saying it's some kind of big upgrade. I don't want people to take my opinion on this and say, oh, well, here's Pony contradicting himself, saying Mike McCarthy would be the answer to the Steelers' prayers. I'm not saying that. But, you know, we power rank things all the time. If I have to pick one over the other, I would pick him over Mike Tomlin. Not by a lot, but well, I would.
To me, that's like offensive-minded coach breaks the tie there. That's simply my calculus in that respect. Speaking of which, have you seen the latest thing, the one thing that the national media, the Cognoscenti, is starting to come around with on Tomlin?
What's that?
That he just, Mike Florio posted something on Pro Football Talk, like, just does not go for it on fourth down. Like, is the least analytically-minded coach in the league by a wide margin. Basically, the headline was like, don't tell Mike Tomlin about analytics.
But those people really aren't on TV.
No, it's
those
it's
are social
internet.
Media people.
It's the internet. It's your Ben Baldwins. It's your Ben Baldwins, your Sam Hoppins, your things of that nature.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.